Beethoven is my hero. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. His third symphony, Eroica, is on the way from Manfred Honeck and the orchestra. The Third Symphony by Beethoven was written in 1804, the same year Napoleon Bonaparte proclaimed himself Emperor of France. Beethoven intended to pay tribute to Napoleon with the Third Symphony. That's when he began writing it, but after he heard he'd proclaimed himself Emperor, he scratched out the dedication. Beethoven had thought highly of Napoleon while he was a revered general who revitalized morale in France in the wake of the execution of Louis XVI and the French Revolution. But after he named himself Emperor, Beethoven declared him persona non grata. Pittsburgh Symphony music director Manfred Honeck has walked in Beethoven's footsteps in Beethoven's Vienna and Germany. Manfred Honeck thinks the Third Symphony was Beethoven's personal favorite.
I regard Beethoven's Third Symphony as his really first symphony where he put his fingers and his stamps on it. The First Symphony is also beautiful, but it is still in the style of Haydn and Mozart, and as well as the Second Symphony, whenever a little bit far. But the real symphony where we feel, and now after more than 200 years, we can say this Third Symphony is something special where he showed a lot of greatness. And by the way, one of the poetics in, I remember, 1817, asked Beethoven one time, "What is your favorite symphony?" And he expected the answer, "It will be the Fifth." No, it is the Third Symphony that Beethoven told him. The Third Symphony was, in the opinion of Beethoven himself, his best symphony.
Here is the Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major, Opus 55 by Ludwig van Beethoven. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 3 in E-flat Major, Opus 55, by Ludwig van Beethoven. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Beethoven wrote his Eroica Symphony in 1804. Pittsburgh Symphony recorded the Eroica twice for the Capitol label and for the Command Classics label, with William Steinberg conducting. The Beethoven Third expanded the artistic vistas that were to be explored for the rest of the century. It established the grand suite that the word symphonic now connotes, written in a time when there was much sentiment that the expressive and technical possibilities of the symphonic form had been exhausted by Haydn and Mozart. Manfred Honeck enjoyed working with the Vienna Youth Symphony Orchestra, and he still enjoys working with students. While he was preparing this Beethoven program, he was getting ready to work with students at Carnegie Mellon University.
I remember myself when I was a student, I admired all those conductors who came to conduct us in that time. And I was an assistant of Claudio Abbado with the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra. And I feel now that I have to give back something to the students. And I remember always when my first rehearsal on Monday with the Carnegie Mellon Philharmonic Orchestra, I remembered myself. I was sitting there also and got my first instructions by a conductor, established conductors. And it was wonderful in that time. And I feel now so warm in my heart, because I think it is important for us musicians, professional musicians, that we take care of young people. And you are right, I really love working with young people a lot, and I would not like to miss that in my life.
Forever young, Manfred Honeck, working with students at Carnegie Mellon University and serving as music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Even as a young man, Beethoven loved his walks in the countryside. He liked the new wine in Vienna's Grinzing suburb. I don't see him on the dance floor, but you can tap your toes to his minuets, and he wrote some great country dance music that appears in his catalog without an opus number. Here is Pittsburgh Symphony resident conductor Kirk Muspratt, who worked with Lauren Mazel from 1991 to 1996. Country Dances by Ludwig van Beethoven, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Thank you.
Country Dances by Ludwig van Beethoven from the Set Without Opus number 14, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on January 7, 1994 at Heinz Hall. Kirk Muspratt was the resident conductor. He lived in Gateway Towers, the same building where Lauren Mazel had a condominium while he was living in the city. These days, Kirk Muspratt works in the Chicago area, and he was named Chicagoan of the Year by the Chicago Tribune. He is the music director of the College of DuPage New Philharmonic and the artistic director of the DuPage Opera Theater. He also serves as music director of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra and the South Shore Summer Music Festival. This Beethoven Fest concert began with the Allegro Ma Non Tanto from the String Quartet in C Minor, Opus 18, No. 4, Beethoven arranged by Manfred Honeck. We heard the first piano concerto with Lars Vogt as soloist and the Third Symphony, Eroica. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thank you for joining me for the Pittsburgh Symphony Beethoven Fest, music from his early years in the concert titled Beethoven the Hero. Beethoven is so much a cultural hero, he occasionally turns up in a cartoon. There's the one where he's holding a fifth of Jack Daniels, the caption, Beethoven's Fifth. The Dallas classical music station, WRR, has a delivery van, which proudly proclaims on the side, Ludwig's Van. And there's Charles Schulz's Peanuts Gang, with Schroeder at the keyboard playing Für Elise, while Lucy debates the significance of Ludwig van Beethoven.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Beethoven Christmas music.
What has Beethoven got to do with Christmas? Everyone talks about how great Beethoven was. Beethoven wasn't so great.
What do you mean Beethoven wasn't so great?
He never got his picture on bubblegum cards, did he?
How
can you say someone is great who's never had his picture on bubblegum cards?
Charles Schulz, Lucy, and Schroeder, with Beethoven as the recurring character in the Peanuts world. Thanks for being in our world, Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Don't leave. I hope you'll listen 24 hours a day on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. You can listen online or with iTunes using your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope, the Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Binoculars. They're great for bird watchers and for concert life. They are absolutely free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold F. Chambers III. Script writing by Alex Waskop of Carnegie Mellon University. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.